I want to go back to high school a little bit. You were out of Corona, and I've spoken to guys who when they come here, you know, play at a high level. You got to play in that Under Armour game. That's kind of the first taste where you kind of realize, yeah, this is a big upgrade from high school. Is that kind of a similar experience for you?
Yes, I would say that it is a big upgrade, but playing at a school like Corona Centennial out of California, we play usually the best teams nationally, and so it's a lot different coming from a high school like that than it would be, you know, coming from high school in South Dakota.
I see what you mean. What stylistically, what was your offense like?
We were spread offense. You know, we pretty big powerhouse down in Southern California, and but I think, you know, getting into that Under Armour game and really competing against guys that, you know, are going first round, you know, whether that was, you know, Joey Bosa, Robert Kimdichie, you know, Reuben Foster, you know, a bunch of those guys that, you know, went to big time powerhouse schools and now are in the NFL, you know, it really kind of brings a good perspective on it.
Now, a town like that, population-wise, is kind of the same as Eugene, but, you know, you're obviously 50 miles from L.A., 100 miles from San Diego, and like you said, it's such a high-level high school. I would imagine you had other options. You know, before you settled on Oregon, what were some of the other things that were being considered by you?
I think two of the big schools that that I was really considering other than Oregon was Ohio State and Michigan. And it was kind of funny because Brady Hoke was one of my favorite, if not favorite, head coach that when I was getting recruited by. And so once, you know, he unfortunately got fired from Michigan, when I heard that we were picking him up and he was going to be our defensive coordinator, I was super stoked, you know, because he was just a really good coach and a great guy. And so ever since he's been here, you know, he's done a good job.
And what was so attractive to you, be it the program, the coaches who recruited you, this place, you know, what made you decide, hey, for me, Eugene's the place?
Eugene's the place. I think it was the players, really, and coaches. Just the family atmosphere that was really here and the culture that was already, you know, kind of here at Oregon and all the winning they've already done and going to four or five straight BCS bowl games was just really attractive to me. And, you know, coming from a high school that is really good, you know, the last thing you want to do is go to a college that, you know, you go 2-10, and that's not really fun. So coming to, you know, a college that's winning a lot, and, you know, it's a lot more fun to be on the upside of being up by 40 rather than being down by 40.
Now, you were a true freshman in 2013, so that was Coach Helf's rookie year, and it was season two under Marcus. So you actually became a rarity for Oregon. Once conference play started, you actually made your way as a true frosh into the starting lineup. First start was Washington State. What do you remember about that? It's like all of a sudden you go from playing high school, albeit at a high level, to, yeah, I'm the starter for the defending Fiesta Bowl champs.
You know, it was really a blessing when I first got in there, and I was really lucky to have some older guys, Jake Fisher and Tyler Johnstone, that could, you know, really mentor me and get me mentally ready to play at a high level as a freshman. And so just the way they kind of took me under their wing and, you know, showed me the ropes and really helped me out a lot and kind of, you know, let me, you know, be able to play as a freshman.
Now, the history of this program, since they've gotten so good, I mean, you talk about the great centers they've had, you know, Grasso, who just left, Max Unger from Dan Weaver. But from your position as a tackle, from the hurry up, all that pace, how important is the center, who it just usually seems to be kind of the captain of the line?
I mean, center is the most important position of any offensive line. You know, you're right in the middle of everything in the formation, so you have the best eye at, you know, what the defense is going to do and, you know, where the blitz is coming from, where the safety is rotated. And so, you know, as a center, you got to make all the line calls, the slide calls. And so it's a really big job. And, you know, coming into this year, having Jake Hansen being a redshirt freshman, making all those calls. I think he's done a really good job of kind of commanding the offensive line.
Now, one of the things that you always hear about is when you come to a program like this, they have the reputation for the crazy practices and speed, 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 up-tempo, pace, pace, pace. Now that you're one of the vets, have you seen guys come in here and they have that look on their face like, man, I didn't know it was going to be like this?
Yeah, usually that's about every look of every freshman first day. So today, you just look at kids' faces and it's period seven, and you're like, dude, we got about 20 more of these to go. So you better buckle in because it's going to be a long ride today.
That's awesome. So, yeah. One final thought, and I know nobody knows what the answer is going to be, but it seems like the two-horse race between Johnson and Dakota at quarterback position, now that you practiced with them, what was it, in spring, 15 practices, you got to know them. I mean, what are the qualities these guys have where you're like, whoever it's going to be will be cool?
I think each player kind of has a different, you know, style of play. Dakota, you know, he's more of a game manager, not going to make many mistakes. You know, he's a great runner, and so I think that could help us out a lot. And Travis is a big arm guy, big plays, really explosive. And so I feel like, you know, our fans and the listeners listening right now really need to know that it doesn't really matter which person wins the job, because no matter what, we're going to be in a good situation. You know, if Travis wins the job, I think, you know, he'll lead us and he'll do a good job. And I think, you know, if Dakota wins the starting job, I think that would be good too. So, I mean, you look at a team like Ohio State, you know, they have three quarterbacks that, you know, could really, you know, start on any FBS team. You know, it can never hurt you to have that depth and to have that quality of players.
All right, awesome. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Good to get to talk to you. Have a healthy season, man. Thank you so much.